On Zayin Cheshvin, Tov Shemem Vav, there was a very geshmak of Abrengen, and it could be found in Hisvados Tov Shemem Vav, Chelek Aleph. And during that Fabrengen, the Rebbe said over a private story, a fascinating story, obviously without names. And the Rebbe said that he received a letter from a woman. And this woman wrote to the Rebbe that she's very afraid. Why is she afraid? She's afraid because she received a chain letter, a letter in the mail, and it basically threatened her that if she doesn't forward it to 10 other people, they're going to come after her. Who knows, some threatening letters, threatening messages. And she wrote to the Rebbe, is it something that she should be afraid of? And the Rebbe said that obviously not. It's not something she should be afraid of. It's not something she should be afraid of, and everything is fine. But by the Rebbe, there's no such thing that something happens stam azoy. There must be a besayro and avoides Hashem. And the Rebbe said, the fact that I got this letter from this woman, made me think, what type of hayro and avoides Hashem can I learn from this woman that was afraid about a chain letter? That was the Rebbe's question. And the Rebbe says, I came up with the idea that we are going to create our own chain letter. It's going to be a Mashiach chain letter. What does that mean? Again, that you write a message to 10 people. You ask them to write that message over to 10 more people. And with this, we are going to change the world. You know, this is pre-WhatsApp sharing days and text forwarding. Today, what does it take to forward a message? A little scroll of your exercise of your thumb, and you could forward a message to 1,000 people. Here, we're talking about writing 10 letters, but the idea is still relevant today, obviously. And the Rebbe says, we are going to start a Mashiach chain letter. But this letter should be very, very specific. The Rebbe said, obviously, no threats, no negative things. We're only here to bring positive in Yonim, obviously. And the Rebbe said he wants in this chain letter that two Mefarshim should be mentioned, and they should be mentioned by name. In other words, this is not a Lubavitch chain letter. This is a Moshiach mailing letter. And for it to be Niskabel, Bechol Tfutzos Yisrael, the Rebbe wants that on this chain letter, two specific Mefarshim should be mentioned with certain things that they said. Who are these two Mefarshim? One is the Radak and a Pirush that he wrote at the end of Shmuel Beis, as well as the Chidah. Now, who is the Radak? Who is the Chidah, and what did they write? So that we're going to discuss in today's shiur and in the following shiur. Today we're going to start with the Radak. Before we say what he wrote, it's important to know who he was. The Radak played a very, very interesting role in Yiddishkeit. Besides his Pirushim, who was he? The Radak, his name was Rav David Kimchi, that's Rosh HaTevis Radak. And he was a big Talmud Chacham in France. Now, those days, there was a big difference, Bechlal, between the, so to speak, the Talmidei Chachamim and the tremendous Tzadikim that were more of the Sephardic lands and those that were non-Sephardic lands, and that included the Limud of Pnimiyas HaTorah, as well as also being open to more culture, whether it's Chochmas Chitzoinim and other in Yonim. The Radak, his main koch, was Yiddish grammar. He's a very big daikon on diktuk. This was something that was very, very important to him. And throughout his pirushim in Nach and in other places, he plays a major role in refining and coming, what's the exact taich and the exact meaning. He's very, very into that aspect. Where he really came to the, so to speak, where he really came onto the big scene, and we discussed this in our shiurim when we discussed the Rambam and the controversy regarding the Rambam, that there were many people that were afraid when the Rambam came out with the Moreh Nevuchim. There were those that were afraid that this new Shita, and people thought the Rambam was being koifer in Tchiyas HaMesim and other things. And you had great tzaddikim from the greatest Rishonim that came out fire against the Svarim of the Rambam. It was very controversial in its time. And the one that, one of the people that really, really fought hard that the Svarim of the Rambam are authentic, legitimate, should be accepted and learned, and that it's an integral part of the Mesoides Yisrael and Halach of Yisrael and the Toiras Yisrael, this was the Radak. The Radak was a big defender, a public defender of the Rambam, and it was really thanks to him that a lot of the machloikis and a lot of the sinna that enveloped and evolved in that kufa was quieted down. That was his major, major accomplishment. He wrote Svarim on Diktuk, like a vocabulary and a dictionary, all these types of things. His Eight Sofer, he has another Svarim called the Sefer HaSharashim and the Michlal. These are other Svarim that the Radak wrote. Now, which specific inyan did the Rebbe want us to learn from the Radak? Not just learn, but that it should be publicized on this chain letter. So this can be found at the end of Shmuel Beis. The Shmuel obviously speaks about the kings. You have David HaMelech, Shaul HaMelech. These are all appointed by Shmuel. And the whole history, obviously, with the Amalek and everything else. And we know that at a certain point, there was a big mageifa, there was a big plague that killed a lot of soldiers of David HaMelech. And we finish off Shmuel Beis with the Pasuk, Perek Chav Dalet, Pasuk Chav Hei. Vayivin Sham David Mizbeach Lashem, David built a Mizbeach. Vayal Oilish Ushlomim, and he brought Karbonois. Vayasa Hashem La'aretz, Vayasa Magepha Ma'Yisrael. The Eibishter basically gave in to the request and the Tfilois of the Yidin, and the Magepha stopped. So that's how Shmuel Beis finishes with the end of this Magepha. On this pasuk, which is mamish the end of Shmuel Beis, there is a radak, and the radak says like this. Listen to what he writes, and this is the message that they ever wanted to be to spread out to the whole Klal Yisroel. Ubidrash says, I found this in a sefer drush. Kol alofi ma'ela shenoflu b'mei David. All these thousands of Yidin that unfortunately died in the plague in the time of David HaMelech, loy naflu, what was the real reason, the cause of their death? Shaloy tovu Beis HaMikdash. They didn't demand the building of the Beis HaMikdash. They were content with saying, you know what, Shlomo HaMelech will build it one day. You know, they were content with the fact that the Beis HaMikdash will be built in the not-too-near future. Which seemingly, no, David HaMelech was the king, but no, because they didn't have this yearning and demand for the Beis HaMikdash, they passed away. Now here's the main thing. Listen to what the Radak writes. V'arei dvarim kal v'choymer. He says, think about this. So, think about this to understand what he's saying. Someone that never had something, there's a good chance he doesn't know what he's missing, so therefore he's not asking for it. So you really, it's hard to punish somebody for not asking for something he doesn't know what it is. What about someone that had something important, he lost it, and he still doesn't demand it? That's like really, really bad. He says, Ma elu shalai hayu b'yameyem b'leichorav b'yameyem, ma doch these yidin. That they never had the Beis HaMikdash. It was never built in their days. It was never destroyed in their days. Naflu al shalei tavoisai. They got killed. They fell in a plague because they didn't demand the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Anu shahaya b'yameinu. We, that we had the Beis HaMikdash already. V'charav b'yameinu. And it was destroyed in our days. In other words, we had two Bati Mikdashes. Allah is kama v'kama. For sure, the Eibishter is waiting for us to be Teveya Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Like, that has to be basics. Lefichach iskinu skeinim levim lita befim shal Yisrael. Therefore, if you open up the tefillos, the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila, when they established the tefillos, what did they establish? Lies mispalim shloish apamim b'chol yoyim. That they should daven every 3 times a day. Hashiv shchinasecha machosecha letzion. That the shchina should be returned to the Yerushalayim. V'seder avidoschol Yerushalayim. And the avoid of the Yidin. Amen ken yiratzen sela. Now this quote, how we have to be demanding the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. If the soldiers of David got punished because they didn't demand Binyan Beis HaMikdash, we, obviously it's not about a threat to us, but how important it is that we should be demanding Binyan Beis HaMikdash, ubefrat, as we know, and you hear the famous Sicha, when the Rebbe screams, Yoim Hei Parshas Pinchas, that mi shaloi nivne Beis HaMikdash b'yomav kilu charav b'yomav, that if a Beis HaMikdash is not built in your time, it's like destroyed in your time. So if you would have understood, says the Rebbe, Azazach, Bomen Geket Abelt, we would have turned the world over. Even a Yid, Vasata Haitzida, Leva Evan, someone that has Mamish, a heart of stone. Such a person, when he understands that if it was like Nivne B'yomav, it's Kilo Nechrav B'yomav, he would make a Ket Abelt. This is one of the quotes, and Mirtz Hashem, in the coming year, we will learn the quote of the Chidah.